And now, The Life of Mary Southern. People have been known to make $1 million from a single idea. And yesterday, Danny Stratford had one that he believes belongs in that class. He confided in Max. And while Max heartily approved, he cautioned him not to tell Mary. This gives us cause for concern, because when that lovable old scamp starts having secrets from Mary, look out. Today, the situation of the Sanders household is the same. Mary is racking her brains for an idea to bring Jeffrey Barton, head of a large Chicago corporation, back to Sanders. Barton is seeking a factory site, and if Max could only talk to him personally, Mary is sure he could be persuaded to build in their town. This new business would be the solution to most of Mary and Max's problems. The day Barton's car skidded onto their lawn, Mary invited Barton to the house. He appeared to be a very pleasant person, and Mary did not foresee any difficulties in getting to see him. However, it's been impossible for Max to reach him since he returned to Chicago. Yesterday, Danny thought he had an idea, but so far nothing seems to have come of it. Now we're going to take you into the palatial inner offices of the famous Barton Corporation in Chicago. The first person to speak is Jeffrey Barton, the man Max is so anxious to see return to Sanders.
Miss Woodward, will you come in here, please?
Yes, Mr. Barton.
What in the devil is this doing on my desk?
That's a letter from the sheriff's office at Sanders.
I didn't ask you what it was. I can read. I know that yellow slip inside the envelope is a traffic ticket, too. Why did you leave it here?
I wanted to speak to you about it.
You mean to say that you intended to take up my time with some trivial thing like a traffic summons?
This one doesn't seem to be trivial.
Ridiculous. I didn't kill anyone. Feed it a little, perhaps, if you just have these things fixed.
I know that, Mr. Barton. I always do. But this one isn't as simple.
Of course it is. Mail him a check.
I'm afraid I can't. It says that you must appear in Sanders personally to pay a fine for reckless driving.
Miss Woodward, I am certainly surprised at you. You've been with me for 8 years. You know how things are handled by this time.
Naturally, I do. But this is the most difficult ticket you've ever had. I phoned the sheriff at Sanders and told him we'd mail him the fine, but he refused.
Refused? Refused what? My good money?
Yes, sir.
He can't do that.
But he did. He said, well, if you want to hear his exact words, he said, tell Mr. Barton to hop on his city car and be in my office at 10 sharp tomorrow.
This is the most absurd thing I ever heard. Why didn't you tell him to make the fine as high as he pleased? That would have settled things.
I took the liberty of doing that, Mr. Barton, but he told me to skedaddle.
Skedaddle?
That's right. He said to skedaddle back and tell you that attempted bribery makes him mad.
The impudence of these small-town deputies. They try to be more important than the president.
This one seems to run the town. I even tried
quiet,
to...
Quiet, Miss Woodward. I'm thinking. Sanders. The same name as the town. That's the man. Max Sanders, call it.
Well, I was about to tell you that Mr. Shaw mentioned his name and said that he'd be able to fix the ticket.
He'll do it all right.
No, he won't. I told him. He says he hasn't any influence with Sheriff Barton.
Well, I can't believe that. Why, this Max Sanders operates most of the interest there. Well? Now, what do you propose to do about this?
I don't know, Mr. Barton. I'm afraid it's up to you.
All this stupid, unintelligible, preposterous...
Mr. Barton, what can I do?
Well, don't stand there as if you actually expected me to go to Sanders.
Well, if you don't, they may arrest you for contempt of court.
You can't do that to me. No whistle-stop sheriff can drag me 90 miles to appear on a traffic charge.
Well, I'll do whatever you suggest.
Fine, old. Call Mrs. Sanders. Why, she's the one person in that idiotic town who'll have a little sense. She'll be able to fix things. There's a clever woman. I don't know human nature.
Well, I'll phone her immediately. I presume she has the same phone number.
Probably. Call her on my phone.
Yes, Mr. Barton. Operator, will you connect me with Sanders 624? Hurry it through, please.
I wasted a good quarter hour of my time dealing along with this ticket. This nonsense. Why, I wouldn't go back to that town again, I don't care.
Yes, operator, we're waiting. She's ringing him now.
Good. I'll talk to her myself.
No, don't bother, Mary. I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, this is Sanders' resident.
Who?
Well, I'm Max Sanders. Won't I do? I want to speak to my wife. Well, I'm sorry, pal, but Mary's out right now.
Max.
No, I don't know when she'll be back.
Max, who are you talking to?
Well, look, pal, I'm sorry, but there's not a thing I can do for you. I know Mary couldn't either, you see. I'm positive.
If you don't tell me who...
Mary, you hear you. Well, now, I'd be glad to if I could, but you can't in this town. No, no, it's not. I'm on the level. What? Hey, you can't... Golly. Boy, he knew some brand new ones.
Max Tilly Sanders, you made me stand here and listen to what you said. Now, you better tell me what it's all about.
Oh, gosh, honey, now listen, don't get sore.
Well, who wouldn't? But... Someone calls me, and you very coolly tell them I'm out.
Well, you wouldn't have wanted to speak to this guy. Boy, he used some awful language toward the end.
If I know you, he was probably justified.
What?
Come on, out with it, Max. Who are you talking to?
Jeffrey Barton.
Jeffrey Barton?
Yeah.
Are you Jeffrey Barton?
Yeah, sure, the kid himself.
Oh, Max, what have you done?
And I don't look like that. Mary, it ain't that bad.
Why, Max, you've done something to antagonize the one man we need. The one man who could help us.
Oh, Max. Well, it was part of the idea, Mary. Danny's idea. I thought it was great, too.
Well, I gotta sit down. I doubt if I could hear anyone standing up.
Oh, sweetheart, listen, don't.
You want to tell me the rest?
Sure, sure. Yeah, let me sit on the arm of the chair.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you see, we had to get Barton to stand, right?
We wanted to.
Well, same thing. Okay. Well, I couldn't leave the state because of my little agreement with the DA. Right again?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Well, now, for goodness sake, tell me something I don't know.
Well, I'm coming to it. I'm coming to it, Dirk. Danny knew that we wanted to see Barton at any cost. So he suggested that we get Barton arrested.
Max, have you gone crazy?
No. We got his license number from you at the garage and had Sheriff Barstow send him a summons for reckless driving.
Oh, wasn't that a pip of an idea? Now he's bound to be in Sanders tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Max, of all the stupid, unintelligible, preposterous ideas.
Do any of them words mean dumb?
All of them.
Well, now you could be wrong, Church. You know, I read once where it don't make no difference how you go about doing anything as long as you get it done.
I see. The end justifies the means. Is that your theory?
Yeah, that was it. That's what the book said.
Well, I don't agree.
Hmm?
Why arrest the man at this late date? If he deserved the ticket, they should have given it to him while he was here.
Yeah, well, we didn't know we wanted him arrested then.
Oh, that makes it twice as bad. Using the law and causing a busy man like Mr. Barton all this inconvenience. We may have something very important on his calendar for tomorrow. Max, I'm ashamed of you and Danny both.
Yeah, but look, Mary, he was driving fast.
I know. But...
And our corner is sharp. There's a big sign that says slow up.
Yes, but...
Yeah, and you have two babies, Max. Why, when their car skidded onto our lawn, Susan and Jimmy might have been right there in that spot.
Oh, no.
And if we let Mr. Barton just go on driving like that, why, someday something will happen.
Well, that's right. He should be reminded of bad driving.
Sure.
Remind of a tragedy.
Yeah.
Maybe save his own life.
Well, I'm glad you're looking at him the right way, Mary. And then, too, don't forget, he'll be here in Sanders.
Oh, that was a wonderful way to get him here.
Sure.
But, darling, do you realize the state of mind he'll be in?
Well, I guess he'll be a little steamed up.
A little? Mm-hmm. Perhaps he'll be furious. Why won't he even look at us? Didn't you think of that?
No, Danny and I was too busy habeas corpusing.
Well, I see that all right, dear, yeah. But now that you've produced the body, what's the next step?
Well, you see, Toots, I thought I'd let you take care of that.
There is an assignment. Max and Danny have Jeffrey Barton burned to a crisp because he must appear in Sanders to answer a traffic violation, and they expect Mary to talk business to the man. Faith is a higher faculty than reason.